Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to be talking about the liver, and it's definitely the unsung hero of the body, but there are so many important things that your liver does. So we're going to dive into that. But first, we kind of want to talk about a couple of things that are coming up or that have occurred since we last talked to you. So one thing that is happening this weekend on Sunday, and if you're listening to this, it is Friday. So yes, we are not posting on a Tuesday. That means that all y'all need to subscribe, because you never know when a podcast is going to come out. So sometimes we can be tricky about things. So make sure you subscribe. That way you get notified on your either Apple Podcasts or Podbean that we do have an episode coming out. But I wanted to say that on the 12th, on Sunday, we are going to be hosting a posing seminar at Angel Competition Bikini's headquarters here in Lenexa, Kansas. And it's going to be from 12 to 1. It will be very valuable information. And so we are going to be doing a live stream. If you would like to join, you can do so. And then also you can sign up for the seminar. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're coming from. It is completely free. And so that would be, you know, for a lot of our athletes, they're getting ready for a team show in Little Rock on the 18th. And so we're kind of getting them ready for that, but it's definitely good repetition, you know, free practice for an hour. And we go through everything from comparison round to individual routines, transitioning, walk, all of that good stuff. So anything to add on that, Chris?
I always think that these are very valuable, whether you are brand new or seasoned. If you're brand new, it's good to kind of get the rundown of what the show is going to be like when you're up there, so you don't have the added anxiety of not knowing what to expect. And then as a seasoned athlete, I think it's just super smart to get practice in with a group of other women and practice standing in front of people, having an audience. Like, it just kind of helps calm the nerves as well, too. So if anyone can get there, I think that's great. And if they are not local, how can we watch the live stream?
Yeah, so I'll be recording on our Glam Girl Bikini Instagram page. And we always save the seminar. So if you can't log in, you know, exactly at noon Central Standard Time, should mention that. Because that's everywhere different in the world. But if you're not able to log in, then you can watch the playback. I always put it on our IGTV. I load it to our page after. So we have several of those, you know, archived and things like that. So good point there. But yeah, it's, I mean, even if you're one of our athletes where we work with you for half an hour every week on your posing, it's so different when you have to switch with people.
Yeah.
And there's other bodies next to you and things like that. So it definitely makes things a lot more comfortable for an athlete to practice that. And that's why we always host one before, you know, this is considered our summer show, just barely. We're almost to the fall solstice. But yeah, we do a spring, a summer, and a fall team show. So we always try to do, you know, Angel Competition Bikinis have been really good to us. They have an amazing facility. It used to be a dance studio, so it's got huge space with mirrors and everything, so it's pretty awesome. But okay, so the other thing we wanted to mention, we had talked about at the end of our last podcast that we were going to kind of share this coach's incentive that Chris Nicole earned, and I just want to kind of share what the metrics were. And then she can kind of tell you the rest. But so I put together, well, my husband, the spreadsheet genius, put together like a weighted system that coaches can earn points. And it's basically, it measures the impact that you have on your athletes. So, you know, some of the metrics rate or kind of you earn points based on what the quality of the athlete that you put on stage is it, but then there's also another category that is how good you are with rapport and creating a relationship with your client. Another criteria is just like being good about eating them in weight loss and hitting their, you know, their weight loss goals, and things like that. So is there anything you wanted to add to that, Chris? So basically she was able to earn the most points out of the coaches, and I guess you can share like what you won and what your thoughts are.
Yes. So I really loved this incentive. I think it helped just kind of give focal points as a coach on things that you're trying to achieve with an athlete. Of course, they're not the end all be all, but there's tons of things that you modify with your client, whether it's mentality, diet, like habits that lead to these things. So I think it was really good to have like an end goal to achieve with people. And then, I mean, it's definitely always fun to, you know, if you're an athlete, you're a competitive person. And so for me, it was like really great, especially in my improvement season, to have some targets to hit. And I always get excited seeing my athletes succeed. I really care and invest a lot in them. So above all, that was like the greatest reward. But it's also really nice because Amy, and Glam Girl are coordinating a trip to the Olympia. So I will be able to have an expense paid trip to the Olympia this year to be a spectator with Amy. And I am so freaking excited. It'll be my first time there. And I'm just excited to be in that atmosphere. So yeah, I think that, I mean, an incentive like that couldn't be any better.
Well, I'm excited to do it. It's always fun whenever I get to meet up with you. So I'm excited that I'm going to see you in Little Rock next weekend. I
Yes.
can't wait. It's always super fun, Girls Weekend.
Yeah.
And then it's great to just be around the community of bodybuilders and like-minded people. So I always find that you can really, you know, get good networking in terms of like creating relationships with, you know, other coaches that are doing the same thing as you. And you know, learning from other people. I'm always one to, you know, never stop learning. And I think that these types of experiences are really important to be there in person because there's nothing like it. I mean, I've watched the live streams, but I know that, you know, being in the seats and walking around the expo
Yeah.
is going to be invaluable. So I wanted
Yes.
to have that as the reward. So it's definitely like fun, but yet also personal development for us as
Yes.
coaches as well.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
speaking of networking and things like that, I was recently at the North Americans and it was wonderful as always. We basically, so this year it's so weird how different shows have different turnouts and things like that. I got the opportunity to sit in person for the first time and actually watch Wellness Masters competitors. So I had watched Wellness Open at USA's, but this was my first time actually seeing wellness competitors in the front row seats. So that was really cool. You definitely get a little bit different perspective. A Masters wellness competitor, at least at this competition, was way different physique than what I expected. I had watched the live stream at Universe, but there's something about just being in those seats and like actually experiencing that. So, I had taken a client that had just missed the top spot by 1 point, or I'm sorry, the top five by 1 point at Masters Nationals, and then we had like 6 weeks to improve the package, and she ended up in third. So she's just one away from her pro card since, you know, the first place got their pro card. So we're definitely, you know, gunning for that for next year, first thing when Masters shows come up. But something that I just wanted to point out, and this is one thing I notice about the industry, that there are always the same coaches in line for feedback every time. And I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I will tell you that there are two coaches in particular that I see every time. And, you know, between the three of us, we sat in line from about 10:30 to 12:30. So we spent 2 hours in line waiting to talk to Sandy, and she stays until the last person, you know, leaves the auditorium. They had already broken down most of the stage by the time we got to the front. But
Wow.
I just really feel like super important to talk to her in person. You can, you know, sit there with your athlete. You can ask the questions as a coach. and it's just another person like listening in, and then I can strategize. So we made major changes just in the 6 weeks after I talked to her at Masters to North Americans. And, you know, at the time it was like grow the upper body and tighten up the glutes. Well, what we did was we shredded basically almost 2 inches off her hips and then like an inch and a half off her thighs. So I just knew that we couldn't grow her upper body in 6 weeks. So we just really brought down her legs, and she definitely improved her placement. So we kind of know what we're going to be doing here in the growth season. And that's always such great information. So if you can have your coach at a national show, I believe there's nothing, you know, that can replace that type of experience if you're able to talk to Sandy. So thoughts on that, Chris?
No, I'm just really, I'm partial to that show. And I just love that you are always there to get the feedback, because I feel like that's why we're there. I mean, that's the point, is to get up there and do your very best and then figure out what you need to work on next time around. So congrats to Shelley and you. I think that's a great improvement in that time frame. I always just love that show.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you that a lot can be done in 6 weeks, because you got 15th place at Universe that year. And then 6 weeks later, I kind of saw the same thing, really. We just brought down your legs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you won your pro card at North Americans. So,
yeah.
Very similar situation. Okay, so let's dive into, well, first of all, the Olympia, for those of you that don't know, is in Orlando this year. It's October 7th through the 10th. I believe the amateurs start off the events with the Amateur Olympia, and then it goes into all of the categories, with bikini being on Saturday. So I will put a link to the ticket purchasing there. If you want to join us, make sure you say hi. We'd love to see you. And we just always like talking to our listeners and things. So let us know, you know, if you do listen to the show, it just really means the world to us. And I just appreciate any sort of reviews and comments that you all make, because we just want to help people out in the sport and giving out this content. You know, it's so important that we pay it forward to other people. So that's kind of why we're here. And if you do leave a review or a rating, then it just helps other people interested in the same topics find us. So,
yeah.
Okay. So let's go into the liver. So we all probably know the liver as kind of like the detoxer for metabolizing like alcohol and your medications, but it's actually the key to your metabolism, nutrient absorption, blood sugar imbalances, and immune system functions. And we forget that it processes hormones as well. And I think a lot of you probably heard that the little snippet that Dr. Goodbinder talked about the liver and how it processes like different hormones like your thyroid and breaks down proteins and things like that. But we're going to get into specifically the hormones of the female body. So we are not doctors, as always. We work within our scope of practice. So all the information, if you would like to know more about what we're talking about, this all comes from Dr. Brighton's Beyond the Pill book. So, you know, check that out. She is a wealth of knowledge, and that is where this information is coming from. So just a little bit. So the body uses the liver for detoxification and elimination of hormones that the body no longer needs. So this can be synthetic hormones such as birth control. In the bodybuilding world, things that are relevant that are heptic that pass through the liver are, even if you're a natural athlete, supplements can tax the liver because it still has to break them down. So just kind of keep that in mind. But also like SARMs, PEDs, those are things that put a burden on the liver that's extra. But then it also metabolizes just your everyday hormones. And when we talk about hormones, you know, from like 100 years ago, basically our body was not bombarded with as many chemicals and things that are added to like foods, cosmetics, cleaning products. So these are called endocrine disruptors, and our liver has to, you know, eliminate these chemicals and things. And so our liver gets a lot more work than really what it has, you know, previously when we first are, you know, evolved as humans, it's definitely burdened a lot more with like our shampoos, conditioners, hairspray, face wash, and lotion. And just, do you want to kind of go into the skin then, and kind of the statistics with females with that?
Absolutely. I think it's actually really important that you mention that, because a lot of things we think about are, you know, the liver is taxed by things we ingest because we're thinking about our internal organs, but the skin is the largest organ. So anything topical or in your environment also exposes your liver. And the like 90% of teenagers are starting to apply makeup at 14. So your chemical like exposure is starting super young. And you know, we, as women, we continue to apply makeup for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And so when we talk about estrogen specifically, when it comes to metabolism, first of all, I want to kind of address something that is, when I talk about like different types of estrogen dominance. So there's frank estrogen dominance, which means that you're just overloaded with estrogen. So if you did blood work, you have way too much estrogen. Your progesterone could be at a normal level, but you just have way too high of estrogen. There's also relative estrogen dominance. And that just means that your progesterone is extremely low and your estrogen could be extremely low as well, but you're still considered estrogen dominant because of the ratio. So when a liver metabolizes estrogen, and this isn't even just synthetic, this is just your normal hormones that your body produces. We'll start here with where the body produces estrogen. So the primary source is obviously your ovaries. So when you go through menopause and your ovaries age, you know, your secondary source becomes more of your primary, and that's the adrenal glands via DHEA. And then your third source, and it's very small, is just your body fat can release a little bit of estrogen as well. So basically, when the estrogen passes through the liver, the three sources get packaged up there in the liver, and then they get sent to your bowels. So this is like anything that's estrogen-based medication as well, and other hormones. And then the liver converts them into three metabolites. And there's just one metabolite that's beneficial, and then the other two metabolites of estrogen that get kind of like packaged up, those are associated with like tender breast, clots in your menstrual blood, and then cancer. Do you want to take where the metabolites go then from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So metabolites are transferred to your kidneys, and then they're put back into circulation within your body. So those three things that your liver is converting, they are being reestablished into your body. Both the one that's positive and the two that are not so beneficial.
But if your liver is processing them well enough, then it actually enables your bile to deliver those like harmful estrogens out into your poop. So if you're constipated, you get a huge overflow of estrogen, and that can cause like harsh PMS, painful breasts, heavy periods, and it can also put you at risk for breast cancer, cervical cancer, and endometrial cancer. So
it's important to poop every day.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and it's also important to maintain a healthy liver so that phase one and phase two of your liver is packaging up those metabolites correctly and delivering them out of your body. So some ways that you can help your body naturally, within our scope of practice, of course. So we're a nutritionist, and if you eat cruciferous vegetables, so some of those cruciferous vegetables include like broccoli, cauliflower, and then you can also supplement that antioxidant that's in those cruciferous vegetables additionally with what's shortened as DIM, DIM. It's a supplement that can also aid in detoxification of those two metabolites that are harmful. Do you want to go over the liver-loving foods?
Sure. So some things that are really positive to include in your diet to help support your liver are beets, cruciferous vegetables, like we mentioned, like broccoli, complete proteins, dandelion root tea, garlic, grapefruit, even green tea, and leafy green veggies along with turmeric are all really helpful for your liver.
Yeah, and there's some steps that you can take, and we just have 5 steps. We'll just kind of tag team back and forth. So if we're deep diving even more into the number one, like how nutritionally we can support our liver, making sure that you're eating organic vegetables because those chemicals, like we talked about, are a burden. Making sure that those vegetables are 3 to 6 cups a day. And then Chris Nicole mentioned eating high quality protein, making sure that things like fish are wild caught, not farmed. That you're eating cage-free eggs, grass-fed meats, and just like hormone-healthy fats such as like olive oil, avocado, nuts, and seeds. And then if you want to take number two.
Yeah, and along with your healthy foods, you want to make sure that your body is properly hydrated, making sure that you're continuing to drink man, water. And
Even plan that, but Drea is going to be like, oh my gosh, she did it again. Just so our listeners know this inside joke, because she says water differently, I feel like we always set her up to say the water one. Sorry. Side note.
No, that's okay. That's the only thing I have to say about that.
Okay, we're done. All right, number three is just eliminating burdening foods such as sugar, alcohol, inflammatory fats such as canola oil, and then, like I had mentioned, the farm fish, but also canned meat and canned seafood can be hormone disrupting foods that include such as like soy, gluten, dairy, and caffeine. So quite the list there, but if you can eliminate those, you're going to make things easier on your liver.
Yes. And another thing you can do is reduce your toxin burden in your household. So just making sure you're using products that are not full of chemicals and extra things that, like we talked about, like the shampoos and the makeup, cleaning products, stuff like that, that's going to be safer for an overall environment.
And those are like paraben-free items. So
There you go.
I love Dr. Brighton's book too, because she actually has like a website that they've given you like lists of different items that are paraben-free and that are healthy for the liver. So she has like a link to a website where you can kind of explore that. And then the fifth one, I'm sure all of our prep lifers already are covering, is exercise. So good job, prep lifers, for hitting number five. And then, do you want to kind of go over the signs that maybe our liver is not firing on all cylinders? Aside from, of course, a blood test, which we'll get into that. That's the best way to to tell. So you're not guessing, you're testing. But yeah, some other signs.
So symptoms that you can look for within your body or your everyday life are hypoglycemia, where you're noticing blood sugar drops, you're having a hard time maintaining your blood sugar levels, brain fog, irritation, acne, migraines are a precursor as well too. Fatigue, severe PMS symptoms, hives or itchy skin. A past history of utilizing oral contraceptives, since that can be pretty taxing on the liver, and also prescription medications as well for the same reason, and alcohol. So if you're utilizing those three things, just something to maybe consider supporting your liver.
And even if you're not currently utilizing them, it sometimes can compromise phase two. So I know, like back in the day, like I used to use oral contraceptives. I mean, maybe TMI for everybody, but
No, yeah.
I'm just it, you have to know too that there's a history, even if it's not something currently that you're doing. And then the lab tests that will kind of see if your liver enzymes and your liver is firing on all cylinders correctly, it would be ALT, ALP, AST, bilirubin, and GGT. So let's move on to kind of the supplements. So we talked about the nutrition, we talked about the lifestyle, and then we always want to, say that this is like that 1%. So if you're looking at old school pyramid, like nutrition's at the bottom, not the grains. And then you've got exercise, and this is like that final tier that can just really optimize things. If you know that you have like frank estrogen dominance, or you are estrogen dominant, or your liver is, your enzymes aren't the greatest, like these could be some good things to to think about. So do you want to start with the first one?
Sure. When you're looking for liver supporting supplements, something to look for is liposomal glutathione, which is also considered the mother of antioxidants. So it's really helpful for your liver and detoxing.
And then the next one's N-acetylcysteine, better known as NAC, and that's just the precursor to glutathione. And I know that that used to be in our liver detox complex. So that one actually now is considered by the FDA as like a prescription. It's so
Effective.
impactful and effective. So there's that. And then next one.
Milk thistle is also, that's a very popular one. It's good for regeneration of your liver cells and also protects against damage.
And then we already talked about DIM and just the process of estrogen metabolism so that you're, safely directing the metabolites. So I'm going to also add to that calcium deglucarate because that aids in the elimination of estrogen. So that's why I like Harmony from First Form so much. So for example, when like I was talking to you about my client that we needed to reduce the size of her legs. That's kind of like one of the telltale signs of estrogen dominance is you collect fat deposits kind of like in the outer thighs and things like that. So when we're talking about, utilizing everything to make that whole process optimal, you also need chase berry in there, which promotes good, pr it promotes progesterone. So you're not only detoxing out the bad estrogen, but you're also being conscious of helping relative estrogen dominance by increasing your progesterone. So,
Absolutely. Yes. And then reserve.
Resveratrol.
Thank you. Oh,
I
which is
give
an
you all the hard ones. I
antioxidant.
give you glutathione and
So this is an antioxidant that helps with phase two liver detoxification, and can also help protect against certain types of cancers. That's a good thing to look for.
Yep. And we had mentioned the dandelion root earlier. That's just a really good detoxer, but you can use the tea if you're trying to eliminate caffeine because it is very like burdensome on your liver. The caffeine is, you can use it as a replacement to kind of substitute your coffee. So you're getting both effects. You're eliminating a liver burdening food and then replacing it with something that's actually helping you.
Yes, excellent. And you want to say that one?
Well,
Quercetin?
let's just spell it out. Yeah, it's Quercetin, antioxidant.
Yes, which is found in red onions, blueberries, and chili peppers. This one also aids in phase one liver detox.
Yeah, and it's kind of like DIM. I think they should make that one abbreviated. But the main takeaway is that you
Yes.
know the vegetables that provide that. So it's similar to like the DIM. It's a very long word that I cannot pronounce, but it's
Yes.
capital D, capital I, capital M. This one as well, just knowing that you can incorporate red onions, blueberries, chili peppers, and then you've got your bases covered with that fun
There
word.
you go.
So.
This was challenging.
This was, tell us how we did with this. Anyway, so that kind of wraps things up with the liver, and we kind of gave our announcements with what we have coming up. So if you have any sort of suggestions for future podcasts, we are all ears. We love to hear what you want to hear. And I
Yes.
think we're on like almost, I mean, we've been doing this. This is, I think, our 3rd year anniversary, right? Because we started in September when you did your pro debut.
2018 was our first. Oh my gosh, you're right. Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Yeah, I think next week is our official podcast
Okay.
anniversary. I'm not positive, but I'll have to check on that. So, yeah, we've been around for a while. Some of the episodes have disappeared from the 1st year. I think Apple Podcasts only keeps 2 years, but there could be something else that, we haven't covered out of the 250 episodes. So we just like to hear it. I always feel like there's something new that you all bring to the table. So if you would like to find us, we are on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast and we are at Glam Girl Bikini. And everybody's done such a great job of just like DMing us there, but also tagging us on your stories. So It just warms our hearts if you tag us on your story that you're listening. We love that. We love to hear it and that we're helping other people. So if you would like to apply for the team, you can find us at glamgirlbikini.com and hit the Get Started button. There you can apply for the team. So this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, signing off with my fabulous co-host from Philly.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.